This is Natalie Brown, and you're listening to the Blind Access Journal podcast.
Hello! Today is Saturday, April 28th, 2012. I'm Allison Hilliker.
And I'm Daryl Sandro.
And today we're going to do a podcast for you about OOTunes. OOTunes is an app for iOS that allows you to listen to radio stations using your iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch.
Yay, yes. We love listening to the radio, and there's lots of them out there. There's like over 30,000 stations that you can listen to on OOTunes.
We like OOTunes because it's particularly accessible with VoiceOver, and it's got a lot of really good features that we enjoy, like being able to browse a lot of stations, and it's got ability to add to favorites, search through your recent history. So there's a lot of different radio apps, but this is one we're fond of.
Absolutely. And one thing when you are listening to radio through through your iPhone, do you have to be a little bit careful sometimes about when and where you're listening? Because some of us have limited data plans, or if they're not limited, they're quasi-unlimited because you can be throttled. Your data usage can get throttled after you use so much, like 2 gigabytes or 3 gigabytes or whatever per month, which would be no fun to have your data essentially shut off. I think it goes down to like 30K per second or something crazy like that.
Could be.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's not good. So there are some settings. There's also a special setting to turn on for voiceover mode, which makes OOTunes a bit more accessible. So I'm going to check out the settings. I'm going to get started with this.
Help and suggestions.
I'm at the top of the screen. And I'm going to be flicking to the right so you can also see what's available.
We're both using iPhone 4S's to do this demo. So
absolutely, with iOS 5.1.
Home.
I'm
going
to flick to the right.
Now playing button.
And this is what OOTunes calls the home screen. So
home. Now playing. Stations. Favorites.
We'll be revisiting a number of these options later.
Recent.
Okay.
Web browser. Bookmarks, radio roulette, recordings, web playlist, settings.
And that's it. Okay, so I'm going to double tap on settings.
More, settings.
Okay, and I'm going to flick to the right, and I will only explain a small number of these settings. There are quite a few of them.
More, back button.
Flicking to the right.
Player settings, heading. Limit 3G/EdgeBitrate. Limit 3G/EdgeBitrate. Switch button. Off.
Limit 3G.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Yeah, limit 3G/EdgeBitrate. That is for your cellular data network. You may want to turn this on if you want to conserve bandwidth. Save bandwidth when you're on the road. This doesn't really affect when you're at home using Wi-Fi or something like that.
Resume play on start. Resume play on start. Switch button on.
So when you start the app,
double tap to toggle setting.
When you start the app, if that's on, then you will be playing whatever station you were listening to before.
Show artwork. Show artwork. Switch button off. Remote pause stop stream. Remote pause stop stream. Switch button on.
So that's if you're using a pair of
double
headphones
tap to toggle
or
setting.
Something that has the volume control option on it. You can pause it by pressing the button on those.
Only stream using Wi-Fi. Only stream using Wi-Fi. Switch button off.
Yeah, some of you may
want to
use that.
Double tap to toggle setting.
If you only want to listen to the radio when you know you're connected to a Wi-Fi hotspot, that could be good for many users.
Number of reconnect attempts. Number of recent recordings. 2. Country 4 cities list. U.S.
Oh, that's just the country. When we browse stations later, you can browse by city and the country will be defaulted to the United States.
Next/previous button skip. 1. Disable auto lock. Disable auto lock. Switch button off. Double tap to toggle setting. Enable recording. Enable recording. Switch button on. Save position in recordings. Save position in recordings. Switch button off. Shake to shuffle. Shake to shuffle. Switch button on. Voice over mode. Voice over mode. Switch button on.
Okay, so voiceover
mode. Double tap
to
toggle setting.
You want to make sure that's on if it's not already.
that helps it work best with voiceover.
Stop if headphones unplug.
Oh, this one's kind of cool.
Stop if headphones unplug. Switch button on.
Yeah, so
double tap to toggle setting.
If you this way, this setting will make sure that when you unplug your headphones, the whatever you're playing through OOTune stops automatically. Could be pretty handy, so you don't start playing radio on the at the bus stop or something like that.
Shake to stop slash start. Shake to stop slash start. Switch button off. Sort cities by city name. Sort cities by city name. Switch button off. Play recordings chronologically. Play recordings chronologically. Switch button on. Last FM account. Last
last.fm.
Scrabble radio. Scrabble radio. OOTune server account. Username. Username.
Additional settings.
Text, password. Password.
We're not going to cover
secure.
Right now.
Autologen. Autologen. Login slash log. What's the OOTune server? Advanced. Head. Stats. Etc. Export favorites and bookmarks. Version 4.0.2.
And there you go. So those are all the settings that are available.
It talks now about playing. Logging into OOTunes, but you don't need to have an account to be able to use the app. That's just for the server features.
Right. Yeah, that's there are a number of advanced features, like using a special OOTune server. You can record with this app. We're not going to cover those. We don't really use a lot of those features, neither one of us, but certainly if somebody wants to know about them, we will test them or maybe refer you to another podcast if somebody else wants to do those features. Hopefully we'll inspire them. So I'm going to go
settings.
Out of the settings. I just pushed, pressed, tapped with four fingers on the top of the screen to go to the top.
More.
Flicking
back
to the
button.
Right again. Back button, double tap.
One thing we've More. Noticed with this app is the back gesture doesn't seem to work, where you use two fingers to flick right then left. That usually will take you back in OOTunes. It doesn't. You have to actually find and double tap the back button.
Yes, indeed.
Lyrics. Edit, but more. Edit,
we would
more.
Like to see
heading.
That work.
Edit, lyric, similar. Buy music.
So now I have to
now
find
playing.
The now
tab.
Playing tab on the bottom left corner of the screen and double
selected.
Tap that. You can use any of those tabs that will be on the bottom there. And now we
back button.
Are going to hit the back button one more time.
Help and suggestion.
You're going to find that there's a little bit of what I would call sort of drilling down into things. So in other words, where you have to find and press a couple of back buttons to get back to the home screen. Just kind of happens that way. Okay, so we have now gone through some basic settings that you might want to double check before you start using OOTunes.
All right.
So now what we're going to do is Allison is going to demonstrate searching with OOTunes, and she's going to find and add a station to her favorites. There you go.
Let me just unplug and replug our speaker.
There you go.
Send arrow OOTunes.
There's OOTunes.
OOTunes.
Open it up.
Home. Help and suggestions button.
I'm in the home screen. I'm going to flick to the right.
Home. Heading. Now playing. Stations. Favorites. Recent.
I want to go to
web browser bookmarks web recent
stations
favorites.
He's flicking back
stations.
Now to
yeah,
stations.
I flicked backwards. I was trying to remember exactly
search
where it was.
Stations.
It's under stations is where you want to search. There's a search stations option, and when I flick to the right,
browse stations.
Browse stations option. We're going to look at the search right now.
Search stations.
Double tap that.
Search field is editing. Enter
okay,
a search.
I'm going to type in. The call letters for one of my favorite Phoenix stations, which is KMVA. So I'm going to type that in.
J, K, K, M, M, C, V, V, A, A.
Just using touch typing here. And I'm going to
delete search.
There's a search button in the bottom right corner of the keyboard. I'm going to double tap that. I just know it's there from experience.
Back BTN button.
Okay, puts me in a back button. I'm going to flick to the right.
Name, tab. LOC, tab, genre, selected, all, search settings, now playing, convop, clear text, save search to favorite, not save, clear text, button.
I can clear text, I can, when I flick to the right again,
save search to favorite,
I can save the search
button.
If I want to.
97.5 FM Hot 97.5 hits now, making radio more social, Phoenix, Arizona, 128, KMVA. www.hot975phoenix.com.
Okay, that's, I just looked to the right and there it was. That came up as the first station in the results. So I'm going to double tap it.
97.5 FM Hot 97.5 hits now. Make it 97.5 FM Hot volume. 75% adjustable.
Oh, and it starts playing right away. So I just paused it quick by two-finger double tapping. That's a gesture you can use to play and pause. There's also a play and pause button you can double tap if you flick through the screen. We are going to show you a little bit more about the playback screen later, but that was the quick way I paused it, was to just two-finger double tap. That seems to work as a nice quick way to pause music when you have to.
Exactly.
So.
Okay, so now you're going to add this back to your favorites. Right,
I'm going to add it to favorites. So I'm going to...
In progress. Buffering.
Click to the right.
100%. Skip to previous mark. Skip back. Add a marker. Skip forward 30
Actually,
seconds.
I'm gonna button. Four fingers single tap at the top of the screen to make sure I didn't miss it already.
Back. Right. But stream and track information. KMVA.
Clicking to
mark
right.
Current stream as a favorite.
There we go.
Button.
There it is. Double tap that.
And it takes a couple of seconds to update the status of that.
It's thinking about it.
Yes.
Still thinking.
Okay.
I'm not sure what.
What I do is what I usually do.
Volume.
Is just,
there you Share go. Now playing button.
I think you're.
Help and feedback. Unpause button.
It didn't seem to work.
It was just kind of lost positioning there a bit. So.
Back. Right. KMV. Mark current. Unfavorite or add KMVA.
Oh, it did work because when I was looking through the screen, it said unfavorite, which means it's been favorited.
Right.
So it did work. It just didn't let us know that it did.
Right. That's what tends to happen with this app in a couple of places.
So now what I can show you is I'm going to go back out of this. I'm going to four-finger single tap at the top of the screen.
Back button.
Took me to the back button. Going to double tap that.
Search field. Is editing.
That takes me to the search Combop. Field. I'm going to try to...
Space.
I'm going to try to cancel that.
90s Q. Double Q. 90s. Save search. Clear text. Search field. Now playing. Search settings. Tab. Selected. Search setting. Now playing.
I'm going to double
button.
Tap on now playing. It's a little hard to know how to get out of the search field.
Unfavorite
but I
or
know
add to group.
That now playing will take us back to a screen that will eventually take us back to our home screen.
Back button.
I four finger single tap to go to the top of the screen. There's a back button there, and I'm going to double tap that.
Search field. Is editing.
Oh, that's not going to do it.
It didn't work this time.
It worked last time.
It did,
Name,
didn't it?
Tab. One of five. Back BTN. Button. Stations. Search stations.
Okay.
Browse stations. Search now playing. Stations.
And there
back.
We go.
Button.
One more time. So you have to do a couple
Help
of...
Help and suggestions.
You have to do button. A couple of back buttons. You have to do a little bit of navigation in this app once you get into something to get back out of it. We've noticed that.
Right. So now I'm going to... I'm back to the home screen. I'm going to flick to the right until I find favorites.
Home. Now playing. Stations. Favorites.
There's favorites. Double tap that. And now
ACB Interactive, 128. ACB Interactive, www.
That's my favorites list. I have ACB Interactive in there already. Flick to the right.
95.5 FM,
There's
today's best
one
music.
I have. 95.5, and then I'm going to flick to the right again.
97.5 FM, hot 97.5.
There's the one I just put in. So that was my new favorite that we just added. So there it is. That's how you find your favorites. It's really convenient to be able to quickly find the stations you like to listen to most often. So.
And if you wanted to play it, you just double tap that, mm-hmm. and you would start playing.
Connecting.
There it goes again. Connecting. There we go.
It's very, very quick, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Most of the time, it starts streaming very fast, so that's a good thing.
So I like how easy and convenient the favorites are. It's nice to be able to jump back to the music you want when you want.
Yay.
All right, so Daryl's going to show us. What do you have next to show us?
So I'm going to browse stations. There's all kinds of cool stations that you can find, and it can be almost kind of like tuning the radio dial virtually, of course.
It's fun to explore.
Home. Heading.
Yes.
Radio roulette.
There we go.
Recordings.
So
Help and suggestions.
Go.
Home.
I'm at the top of the screen on my phone. I'm flicking to the right till I get to
now
stations.
Playing. Stations.
I'm going to double tap.
Search stations. Browse stations.
And instead, I just flick to the right to browse stations.
Instead of searching this time, we'll browse and see what's out there.
Tap to search.
In case you want to find a new station that maybe you haven't discovered before.
There you go.
K KQED 88. Tap to search.
So right now,
browse
I'm
stations.
At the top, and we went back to the top. Four finger tap.
Back button.
I'm flicking to the right.
Selected. All. Tab.
So I can look
one
at all stations. These are tabs.
Genre. Tab.
Genre.
Two. Country.
Country.
Tab. City. Tab.
City.
Search settings. Tab.
And,
5
and
of 5.
Search settings. I'm going to go back.
City.
I did
tab.
Something a little unique.
4 of 5.
Here.
Country. Tab.
Let's
3 of 5.
Country. I just flipped back.
And that means the actual country as in a location, not as in a genre.
Exactly. Yes.
Selected. Country. Tab.
So
3
I've
of 5.
Double tapped country.
City. Search settings. Now playing. Capital A. Afghanistan.
So there's a table index. If we go to the right side of the screen, about halfway down,
table index,
I can touch the
adjustable
table index.
Swipe up or down to adjust the value.
And I'm going to start flicking down.
B.
These
selected.
Are the first letter of the country's names.
C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
I'm just flicking down.
Selected. K, L, M. Selected.
Okay, I'm on M. I'm going to flick to the right a few times.
Macau. Madagascar, Malaysia, Maldives, Mali, Malta, Marshall Islands,
wow.
Martinique, Mauritius, Mexico, Monaco, Marshall Islands, Malta,
okay.
Mali, Maldives.
I'll do this then. I'll go back here.
Table index L, K, J, I, H, G, F, E, D, C, B. Selected.
Gonna flick to the right.
Bahamas, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Barbados, Belarus, Belgium, Belize, Bermuda.
All the countries you can hear
Bhutan,
about here.
It's amazing
Bolivia.
How with one little app you can explore so much of the world.
Mm-hmm. Bosnia and Brazil, British Virgin Isles.
The country I was looking for wasn't there though.
Brunei Darmus, Bulgaria.
What were you looking for?
Macedonia.
Oh.
I'll pick this one, Bulgaria.
Table index adjustable. All.
So
capital S.
Looking to the right
heading.
Again.
Sofia, Bulgaria.
So these are cities now.
Sofia is the capital of Bulgaria.
It is. So we'll double tap that.
Random bit of info I happen to have in my mind.
91.5 FM Derek News Semicolon. 100.3 FM Radio Fresh Semicolon. Always today's best hits. / Sofia, Bulgaria. 64. Fresh.
Okay.
www.
So just double tap that and see what happens.
BG.
You just never
in
know.
In progress.
Fun.
Skip to next marker.
I'm going to make it. Girl, you can take it. Don't
and it's English music.
Wow.
Isn't that something? This is a hit radio station in Bulgaria. I've recognized it because one of my friends has played this one before.
Wow.
So, like, when you're listening, even though they play English music, when you're listening to all the chatter that's going on, mm-hmm. it's in Bulgarian or Macedonian or something like that.
Interesting.
Playback or buffer.
I think it's interesting that their hits are English songs.
Yeah. They're not all, though.
Right. It's interesting.
We just happened to play it when they were playing an English song.
Nice.
So... Okay, so that is the browse feature of OOTunes.
And you can browse by genre, too, if you want to find a station that plays a certain type of song. You can browse that way, too. Just kind of nice.
Yeah, so I'm in the player here. So
back
I'm
going to
tap the top of the
back
screen with
lists.
Four fingers. And I'm going to add this one to
stream
my favorites.
Stream and track fresh. Mark current stream as a favorite button.
Double tap. And then
skip back the add a marker at this point.
So there
back,
are
fresh mark current stream.
I'm just
going
to go over really, really quick. So you can do a two finger, double tap to start and stop playback. Just did that.
100.3 radio fresh.
There we go. Same thing stops it just like in many other apps.
64 KB search stream.
Learn about the station.
Unfavored or add fresh.
So,
100.3 FM radio fresh semicolon always today's best hits / Sofia Bulgaria dimmed 64 kbps dimmed.
That's just how much bandwidth it uses.
Search streams button previous item button play button next item button.
So
play,
oh, the play button. There's a difference here between play and pause and start and stop. A pretty big difference. So play and pause will attempt to resume where you left off. It uses OOTunes' recording feature for that. If you press stop, it will stop streaming it completely. And then you can press play again to resume. But that will help you catch up.
Right. So if you want to be able to next time pick back up listening where you left off, you'll want to pause and it'll keep track of that. Otherwise, if you just want to stay current with listening to the station with where it's at in real time, then just press stop and then play again when you're ready.
Yeah.
Next item, button, help and feedback. Share now playing button.
Okay, so share now playing. That will actually let you send information about what you're listening to Facebook, Twitter, email, text messages. You can text it to somebody, I guess. you can do a number of different things there.
Volume 69%. Skip to previous marker. Skip back 30 seconds. Add a marker at this. Skip forward 30. Skip to next mark. 0, 4. Playback or buffer. 0, 4. Playback or buffer. Selected. Now, recent. Record. Favorite.
Some
more.
Of the stations will tell you what's playing. They will tell you the artist and title of the track that's playing right now.
Yeah.
I think, does KMVA do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so does ACB Radio does that too.
Back.
Yes.
Button.
So let's play one of those out of the favorites here.
100 point. Back. Sophia. Back.
I'm just hitting back buttons here.
Birmingham. Browse stations.
So like we have to
Fayetteville. AR.
Now.
Table index. Adjust a browse station. Back. Button.
Just hitting back button again.
Search. Back. Stations. Now playing. Button. Search station. Browse stations.
Just flicking. Okay, so we're still in there.
Back.
Do it one more
button.
Time. Back button.
Favorite. Help and suggest.
Okay.
Home. Now playing. Stations.
I'm flicking to the right
favorites.
Again until I get to favorites.
105.7. 900. Edit. Edit. 977 music. 105.7 FM Roar. 8. 91.5 FM KJZZ1. 94.9 FM Mix FM Soft Rock. 95.5 FM WPLJ. 99.9 FM KES. Phoenix. ACBRI Uplink. 1. Al Jazeera English. Is. Audio Access FM. CNN TV Live. COSI 101. The Legend. The Great. 100.3 FM Radio Fred. 95.97.5 FM Hot 97.5 Hits Now. Making Radio More Social. Phoenix, Arizona.
Right,
128
we'll
KMB.
That.
Okay.
Volume 69%. Just about.
I used to now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient.
So, double tap. And then,
Jim.
Kind of in the bottom third of the screen,
Gym Class Heroes.
And
Stereo Hearts. Skip to next
so
mark.
Apparently
Stereo
it's a group
Hearts.
Called Stereo Hearts.
Gym Class Heroes.
No, Gym Class Heroes is the name of the group.
Oh.
Stereo Hearts is the name of the song.
Okay. Wow. You know that. I don't. I do not know that
a random
one.
Random fact I happen to have. I know that and the capital of Bulgaria.
Wow. Hey, we're on a roll today, right?
Randomness. It's the randomness inside my mind.
Random trivia facts, right? Yeah. Or something.
0, 7. Playback or buffer.
Okay, so that is... that is essentially, that's OOTunes in a nutshell. We have a lot of other features, of course, that we didn't cover because we don't want to have a two-hour-long show.
Right. If we get requests, maybe we can explore some of the other features later. But these are the ones that we find that we use. The different things we showed you today basically covers what you need to do to find and listen to music. So that's basically how we use it so far, and we really like it, and we hope you do too.
Yeah, OOTunes was a little more expensive than some apps in the App Store, if I recall.
I believe it's $4.99 from the App Store.
Yes, so it's essentially a $5 app, but it's well worth it.
Definitely.
I think we've got many, many hours of radio enjoyment out of this app.
True.
I think it's very interesting, you used to tell me you didn't really listen to the radio.
No, since I didn't used to listen to the radio, since my iPhone and OOTunes, I've listened a lot more because it's so much easier to find a station than it was to use a dial and kind of listen until you hear something you like. And now I can go exactly to what I want. And also I like being able to hear the artist and title of the song, that kind of information that kind of info that I don't get in a car radio, for example, or a standard radio. I don't know what's playing, but with this I can get that info really easily. So those two reasons I think really, plus just the convenience and fun factor being able to listen to the radio on my iPhone, of course. But I find that I've listened to the radio much more since finding this app, so I recommend it.
Okay, well, if you want to chat with us and let us know what you would like to hear, what types of apps you would like us to podcast about, or other types of technologies you'd like to know more about, You can talk to us. You can send an email to us, to Daryl@blindaccessjournal.com.
Or to Allison, Allison, @blindaccessjournal.com.
Or you can chat with us on Twitter.
And I am AlliTalk on Twitter, AllitaLK.
And I'm Daryl on Twitter, DarrellL.
And keep visiting blindaccessjournal.com for more info and podcasts and other things you might like to hear about.
Have a great week, everybody.
Goodbye.